it feels good. To start the day by stretching our body, the body is such a powerful, magnificent machinery, is it not? It feels so good to take care of such an important instrument, as if there would be nothing in the world as sophisticated, as complicated, as wonderful as the body. So it feels so good to tone it up, smooth it out, because this body, beyond being simply an instrument, simply a machine, this body houses I, the being, I, the soul. And so this body is also a temple, my temple. Therefore, having finished the stretching, the smoothing, the putting in order of my temple, this body, now I am so ready to put in order me, the divine being inhabiting this body, this temple. I turn my mind within to beyond the physical, to the metaphysical, can you stretch yourself beyond the mind to that inner world? You've learned different ways to do this now. Take a few minutes to remember them and practice, focusing on the wonder of your breathing, or simply passing through the room of the mind to that room beyond the mind. Take a few minutes and stretch yourself. for many of us, the challenge is this mind, this thought, that thought, always coming up, always disturbing. What to do so that my mind cooperates with me and allows me to go beyond, to stretch and reach the metaphysical. Imagine yourself as if in front of a stream, and let that stream be the stream of your mind. Honestly, put yourself as if in front of the stream of your mind, as it is usually, daily. Just be the observer. What is the state of the stream of your mind? Is it choppy? Or is it smooth, flowing evenly? Is it cloudy, dark, or is it so clear you can see straight down to the bottom? Is it sweet smelling, fresh, or is it stale and old? What's it like? Dream of your mind. Observing this, you will find three things very useful for our journey. Firstly, most likely you are not in the stream, are you? You are on the side of the stream, watching it. In other words, you are separate. You are not your thoughts. You are the one observing this stream of thought, but you are not caught in it. You are free. Separate. Secondly, because this is the case, if there's anything about this stream that is not pleasing or comfortable, you do not have to stay there. Move back away from the stream. And when you're ready, turn your back on the stream and just see. In front of you now is the whole landscape of the self. Unlimited. unlimited rolling countryside. Beautiful hills, valleys, no fences, no boundaries. And step into that. Go for a walk. Leave the stream of the mind behind and just enjoy this huge expanse as if you're stepping into the first day of spring in a beautiful countryside. So much green. The birds are singing. The bees are buzzing. And yet there's so much quiet. So much gentle silence, and you're just walking down a path. In this expanded nature of the self, up ahead, you notice a flower. Can you imagine this? You are now far from the stream of your mind, free, separate. So imagine ahead of you an extraordinary flower, as if one you've never seen before. What is it that makes it so special? I come closer to this flower and truly it is very beautiful. I note its shape. I note its colors. And now I'm very close to the flower. I smell the fragrance. What an amazing experience. Close to the flower of such beauty, in such a space of such great peace and well-being. And I sit myself down on the grass nearby. And that's when I appreciate how, of course, there's no flower inside my head. Appreciate that this incredible nature and this unique and extraordinary flower is me. I am, so singularly beautiful, unique, blossoming in a nature of such gentle quiet and peace. And as I'm sitting here, remembering my flower-like self, I turn my attention upwards, remembering the one who makes my beauty so possible. I turn my attention upwards to the sun. This one thanks to whom my blossoming happens. I feel the light of the rays of this sun on me, and I really open myself to this light of God's love, God's joy. Do you remember what it feels like to be flower-like under the rays of this eternal sun? Will you not open yourself to these waves of his caring and attention? As if waves from the ocean of light are just pouring down on me.
Waves are coming in.
how easy it is. How easy it is to move forward really in this journey. How easy it is to make blossom the fragrance of our virtues and qualities. In the expanded nature of the self, there's nothing but this fragrance and this beauty.
Remind yourself
It's my mind, and I will tell the mind what to think, what to see, and return the mind to these thoughts again and again, these images. Feeling of just being, but I have to be what I really am, and that's flower-like underneath a shining sun. I am a soul, the child of God. That's it. I am a soul. A being of light. The child of God. Supreme Soul. Such a happy union. Open yourself to the idea of how beautiful you are in God's eyes. And open yourself to His light. Enjoy the meeting. For the morning, having stretched both body and soul, I'm sure you're very toned and ready to start a wonderful day. Enjoy your day. Om Shanti.